Tony Wong was on the phone. He called me up, and he was concerned about this, and he's on the line with me right now. And good morning. Good morning. How are you, my friend?
I am great, Brad. It's always great to talk to you. I wish it was under better circumstances. You know, Hubble's one of those incredible Connecticut manufacturing innovators, and the history of Hubble within our state is remarkable, similar to GE, similar to United Technologies. But the problem is they have just closed a plant that's been open since 1960 in Newtown, where I represent, and also in the surrounding town of Bethel. Nearly 200 jobs will be lost, and that means 200 plus families and lives will be changed because we have created an environment, a business climate that is unwelcoming, and a tax and spend policy that are driving businesses out of this state. And if it was just simply numbers, it'd be one thing, but these are lives and Connecticut residents that are forever changed because we can't get our act together in state government.
Well, I'll tell you something right now, Tony, that you have, as I used to say on the farm, stirred the pot. And this is what we have needed, and I know that this is what you're going to continue. I didn't realize. I knew that we had a problem, but I didn't realize that it was like this. In fact, Hubble is taking everything and they're moving it, I understand, to Alabama. Is that correct?
Well, they've got capacity opportunities in Puerto Rico and in Alabama. But you know what, Brad? It's another kick in the gut into the Connecticut economy and the Connecticut confidence. And you know, we hear a lot about the news in regards to GE, United Technologies, Hubble now. But what people don't realize is the engine of our state's economy are small, mid-sized businesses. And the way we budget, the way we tax and spend, the way we pass legislation that are business unfriendly and not balanced, by the example of increasing the incremental minimum wage and this incredible bureaucratic family medical leave that the governor just signed. Look, those are really good ideas to be able to give people better, higher standard of living, opportunities to care for loved ones. But the way they went about it in a one-party rule is what's driving us down. And, you know, when we talk about small businesses, Brad, here's what's scary. No more political spin. Here's the fact. We lost jobs, over 1,500 jobs in May, when the rest of the country and the rest of the region are booming with job growth. And this is what's scary. Over 8,000 small businesses closed in a year in Connecticut.
Wow.
And Lincoln Financial and Rocky Hill just announced that they're closing up shop and losing 83 jobs. Here's the deal, Brad. Numbers and facts don't lie. And our budgeting that just got signed by the governor is full of holes. It's got more holes than a sieve. Is sending a message that we are not ready for business, and we've got to change the trend. This is a budget and a process that is owned by one-party rule. Democratic governor, Democratic House, and a Democratic Senate. And the problem is people aren't being heard.
Well, they are when you get on the phone.
Well, I'm always happy to be on your show, and thank you for the opportunity. And I hope that it brings a little bit that there are people up there in Hartford that are fighting for Main Street. This budget that we passed, Brad, I'm going to close by saying this, only benefited the super wealthy, the connected special interest, and bigger government. You know, it was, as I said on the Senate floor, one of the most regressively taxed budget I've ever had the displeasure to vote on in over 10 years in the General Assembly. And then they want to tack on tolls as an idea. When are we going to understand we cannot continue to tax and spend out of the situation we're in? We have to reflect the households and the businesses that we represent and tighten our belts and cut spending and be more judicious and respectful of the taxpayers' money.
Well, Tony, I'll tell you something. I have been with you on these tolls, and so have other talk show hosts that do the same thing as I do. We all got together on this one, and they still haven't got it, have they?
Absolutely not, but I will tell you this. The people have spoken loudly, and that is why we have no tolls right now, and we may not have it in the upcoming years, but people cannot rest. You got to let the people know it's another tax burden, and if we want to fix our infrastructure, judiciously prioritize your budgeting and put your money where it's needed, not to the black hole of state government that it is right now.
Well, Tony, thank you.